stepping out on your word. I'm stepping out on your word. I'm stepping out, stepping out, stepping out. I'm stepping out, stepping out, stepping out.
it wasn't 10 minutes. He threatened he was going to do a 10-minute prayer to kind of set you guys up, so thank goodness for that. Good evening and welcome, you guys. My name is Renny Skolton, as Andrea said, and I am on staff here at Orchard. Thank you for letting me be with you. I love Basic. This ministry has been a really big part of my journey, my faith journey, but oddly, it was not as a college student, and it was not as a young adult. Anyway, that's a story for another time, but yeah, I'm just glad you're here with us. I think it's a really important ministry. This night is really about you guys. It's about your faith journey. It's where you've been, it's where you are, and where you're going. And so tonight, as Andrea said, it's probably going to look a little bit different than it normally does. We are going to spend 2 weeks engaging the Bible together. And we're going to do that, as she used the word interactive. So if tonight doesn't go well, I'm blaming you. It's what I've decided. No, I'm just kidding. But let me start by saying that wherever you are in your faith journey, wherever you are with engaging Scripture, that's okay, you guys. It's just where you are. Let me first confess, I'm not the smartest person in the room. I know this. But if you want to talk math or science or finances, then I think my intellect level goes up a little bit because I just have a math and science brain. So where I'm going is that with this, like engaging the Bible, engaging Scripture, my brain, this is challenging for me, and this is what I do for a living. And it's really because my brain doesn't work this way. And my brain just doesn't easily process this. It takes me a lot of work. I love it, and I thrive in it, but it just takes a lot of work. And so maybe you're sitting here and you're thinking, darn, I feel the same. And so maybe you can relate to that. But I think the beauty of these 2 weeks is that we get to lean in and surround ourselves with other Christ followers and just humbly learn with and from one another. And so I'm hoping that that's what we can do tonight, and I'm going to nicely throw that down there. So wherever you are, however your brain is wired, let's learn from one another and with each other, okay? I also believe that there's probably somebody, or maybe more of you, that heard the word interactive, and you're thinking, how can I get out that door as fast as I possibly can? It's okay. Hang with us. I promise it's not going to be as bad as the narrative you have going in your head right now. But one thing I do want to share with you about me is that I am super passionate about community and groups. I do not believe that we can grow in our faith without engaging Scripture and being challenged to take a next step. I do think that we grow most when we can do these things with others. How do we sit? How do we sit in a space with people and just grow in our faith, grow in our relationship with Jesus, and hey, you might grow in a relationship with one another. I don't know. So let's look at it through that lens tonight, that we're just a group of friends gathered together, engaging Scripture, and maybe you might meet somebody new, and if you're not a Christ follower, you maybe might meet Jesus and grow in your faith. I don't know. So tonight we are, as Andrea said, going to spend some time in the book of Colossians. But first, let me give you a little background, just so we're all on the same page tonight. The author of Colossians is the Apostle Paul, and this is just one of many letters that he wrote. This specific letter was written to the church of Colossae while Paul was under house arrest. So with the hopes in writing this letter that it maybe would be sent out to other churches that were in the region. His primary reason for writing this letter was to address the heresy or the false teachings that he was hearing about, not just in Colossae, but presumably, an assumption that it had actually spread to other areas. So Colossians is broken up into four different chapters, mainly two different topics. The first two chapters addresses what Christ has done, and then chapters 3 and 4 spends time on what Christians should do. One of the most powerful, statements, verses comes out of chapter 1, and it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Because of what he did for us, how how are we then supposed to live out our faith? Tonight, though, I am skipping chapter 1. I am going to go into chapter 2. But I don't want to lose some of the things in chapter 1. So let's just get a little bit caught up. Chapter 1 focuses on two things. The first thing is how to pray for those that we've never met, like Paul does. Because the thing is that Paul had never met the people of Colossae. He had never been there. He likely just had visitors while he was in prison come to visit him, and they just shared what was happening in the church. The second thing in chapter 1 is that he's establishing the divine nature of Christ. Like I said, the visible image of the invisible God. And so I think he just writes this beautiful poem that gives us this very real, tangible picture of who Jesus is. He is not only equal to God, he is God. And that's just one, facet of Colossians. There's so much stuff in these great four chapters. And so we have time tonight for about this much. And that's 10 verses. And that might even be too much for tonight because there's a whole lot we could talk about in those 10 verses. So I'm going to invite you to grab your Bible. In the pews in front of you, there are Bibles. If you don't have one, I want you to grab one of those. And you can do whatever you want with that Bible. I got permission before I came up here because I'm going to encourage you, write in it. Do whatever you want. Take it with you if you need it. And so here's how this is going to go tonight. So I'm going to divide the room in half, and this side of the room, you're going to focus on verses 1 through 5, because we're going to get into chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. So you guys are 1 through 5, and you guys are going to be 6 through 10, okay? We're going to read it all together, and then I'm going to give you some time to reflect and then respond. And so that's where you're going to have to engage with me, okay? Let me go ahead. The one thing I want to note is while it's on the screen, you will not see any words in yellow, and I am not going to tell you to underline and circle any words tonight. That's the whole point of engaging scripture together, is that I want you guys to do that. I want you, as I'm reading it, to underline, circle, box, whatever works for you. Maybe some words or phrases that stand out to you. Maybe there are some things that Paul says that you're just like, that's pretty curious. Or maybe there's something he says that you're like, wow, I have no idea what that means, and it's confusing. And so just make note. Remember, he's writing to them about the heresy that has started to infiltrate their body, the false teachings. And false teachings, in its barest definition, means anything that diminishes Christ and elevates man. Diminishes Christ and elevates man. Okay? All right. You guys are what? That's right. And you guys are?
6 through 10.
Great. Wow, they're a little louder than you. You guys have work to do. Okay. All right. I'm going to read it, and then I want you, as I'm reading it, to focus on your verses and underline, box, whatever. Okay. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith is in Christ. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He He is the head over every power and authority. Okay, that's your one time through. So you have a Bible. If you feel like you need to read it again, go ahead and read through it. But I'm going to give you 4-ish or 5-ish minutes to, again, and the questions will be up here. I think they'll put those up here. The three things I want you to focus on. And this is not a quiet time. I want you to engage with the people around you. And I know that that might be uncomfortable, but I'm going to challenge you to do that, to sit in conversation with some people around you and answer these three questions. So don't be quiet. Get up and move around if you need to. It's totally okay. Okay, go ahead and go. Okay, this is like your 60-second warning that we're going to bring it back front. You still have 1 minute. Okay, time is up. I'm sorry. I know that wasn't much time. But we're going to go ahead and start over here. And you can even vote someone in your group. I mean, it's up to you guys how you want to do this. If you have a little pocket of people that you were talking to and you want to vote somebody off the island to do all of the talking for you, that's okay. Tell me, what were some things maybe that stood out to you? Words, phrases, something that, and why? Why did it stand out to you? You have to talk. We got all night. No one? Nothing? Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Oh, you don't have a why. Okay, that's fair. Interesting. He agonized for us. Okay. Who else? Regan, come on.
You got me. Okay.
This is more fun than I thought it was going to be. I just want you to know. Discomfort? It's good. Oh, okay. One more thing, anyone else? Word, phrase, anything. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You guys, as I look at these, in my opinion, really doesn't matter, and it could be totally wrong. But there are things, you've named a couple of them that stood out to me that I think Paul wanted for, you know, the church, and he wanted for us. Encouraged, I think maybe you guys spoke into that. He wanted our hearts to be encouraged. He wanted us to be encouraged to grow in our faith and to do that together. United in love, I don't know if that stood out to any of you. And how through comforting, encouraging, loving one another in community, that we are woven together as one body, that we are united. And then something that's just been sitting with me as I've been going through this is the fullness of God. The wealth and the fullness that only comes from Christ. And I love when he says all the wisdom and all the knowledge is found in Christ, and it's available to you if you seek it. It's available to you in Christ in you. I do think Paul wants us to grow, and he says it here, in the treasure we have in Christ. And he's saying that that treasure is not found out there in something else. It's found here. It's found in him. It is found in Christ. And so here's my encouragement from 1-5 for you guys is, I mean, friends, we cannot underestimate the power of encouragement. So encourage one another, comfort one another, love one another. And if we can do this together, I believe that we can experience the fullness of God. We will experience that treasure that only comes from him. So, okay, thank you guys, good job. We're gonna move to this side for verses 6-10. Who are the brave souls that wanna, yeah, look, quick hand, see you guys? Kidding. But you're gonna have to talk louder so we can all hear you. How about you stand up?
Mm-hmm.
two really great questions. And you will find tonight that I don't even address chapter 8. And here's why. Because chapter 8, it is crazy. If you research it, you can spend what I believe is hours on these couple of sentences and what all of that means. But let's have a conversation sometime, because we really don't. I actually intentionally skipped it because of that reason as we go through. It's fascinating nonetheless, but it's just crazy. Yeah, what he means there. So anyway, that's not the, I'm just taking the easy way out because we don't have time. What else? Anyone else? Bradley, you're laughing. Say your words. It's really, really complex. I promise. It's hard. You can say whatever you want. Well, not whatever. Good. Thank you. Anything else? One more. What did you just say? Do you want to say why? Thanks. We could go on and on because there's so much in this in these 10 verses. But I've spent a lot of time in these verses. I did spend a lot of time in 8, and I'm sorry that I'm not addressing that tonight. But 6 and 7 actually speaks to me a whole lot. And I think here's the word that I keep coming back to is simplicity. That we receive faith in simplicity, and then we walk it out in complexity. And Paul tells the Colossians, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so now walk in him. The same simple simplicity of faith that we exercise in coming to Christ, because he makes it easy for us to come to him, is the very same kind of faith with which we are to move forward with him. And I think Paul's trying to really tell us, let all the outside things go. It's that simple. Bradley's just saying that. With kids, we want to make it so hard and so complicated, but it really doesn't need to be. Just as you trusted him to save your soul, you can trust him to sanctify you. Having come to Christ and talking like kids, like our kids come to faith so easy in this, with the simplicity. Why is it that we feel that we have to now complicate things? Do we somehow think that the more complicated we make things, the more spiritual we are? I think that's what 8 is kind of saying, is that they're bringing all these things and they're complicating their faith because they feel they're raising themselves above Christ. It makes them more spiritual. And so I'm going to talk about your rooted word, because I think he gives us 4 keys here in how to walk in simplicity with him. And the one is rooted. We are rooted in Christ. He is our answer for everything. Built up in him. It's, we keep growing in truth and building in the wisdom and knowledge of God, not the shifting sands of this world. And rooted, built up in him, then you're strengthened. You are established in Christ. And then my last word is thanksgiving. For all he has done for us, we walk in his overflowing joy, in his overflowing gratitude. And here's what I love about these 4 words. The first 3 are passive. as we keep seeking, as we keep knocking, as we keep praying, he will draw our roots. He will build us up, and he will establish his will in our life. It's nothing we do. It's everything that he does. It's the work of Christ. And then you have this fourth word, and it's active. As God does the first three, the fourth is our response to him. It's gratitude, and it's thanksgiving. Skipping eight, I'm going to finish in 9 and 10 this morning. The fullness of the deity is found only in Christ. It is not spread out amongst all these other gods. Paul is saying that it's not found in many, but it's found in one. It's found in Christ. The sum total of God is found in Jesus Christ. We grow not by adding things on to Christ, but growing in our understand of who he is and what he's done and really what he says about you. This mystery in Christ has to be enough. We will never figure everything out. There's always going to be this mystery, and it has to be enough. I mean, I think about this, and I think that, you know, the complexity that we try to bring into it. I mean, did we just get so bored with the Gospels that we just had to make it more complicated? I think Paul is reminding us that we have to keep coming back and keep coming back to the Gospels over and over and over again. Encouraging, loving, united, experiencing his fullness in simplicity, delighting in the hope and the glory of him which is in you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are the one true God, where we find all wisdom, all knowledge, and all hope. It is not found anywhere else except for in you. And Lord, I pray that we can be a community that encourages one another, that loves one another, and finds all the treasure we need in your son, Jesus. And so, Father, help us to make this a safe space for us to continue to grow in our faith, to know you and to love you and to follow you. In your son's name, amen. Okay, if we have time, I'm not sure, we're going to enter into a time of reflection, and there are three questions up here that you can just spend some quiet time thinking about.
Thank you. keep my hands to the ceiling, knowing I could barely scratch the surface of how good you really been. The man I am is just a testament that you withstand. Turn your cup to can, chug a choo-choo. Roddy Piper, God with you I can. Got me marble in your grace, you can call me stand. Lift my praise high like a banner or a flag, cause you my captain, you protect me from attacks. The greatest avenger, my protector, you are my dad. Closer than I know, you've never left me outmatched. Yet that's who you'll be until the end of time. Captivated by your glory, got me hypnotized. God, you by me by my bedside every night. With me when the sun's shining and it hits my eyes. No, you ain't tripping through any trials, so I should die. Remind my soul when it's down that you
else
should die.
I know I ain't a victim and I ain't evicted. I win before the battle started cause I'm with the victor. He never leaves and now I know, so my perspective lifted. In every season or the storm, now my perspective shifted. I can't deny we gotta shine, we steady with the mission. I know that we can change the world, the father's children gifted. Most of the folks I know been out here trying to play the system, but what was lost can't be recovered just by chasing riches. I learned to give your life for money really isn't a trade-up. I seen God keep lights on without seeing a pay stub. Society tells us to lie about getting our cake up. I learned you might be called to do the thing you've been afraid of. The most beautiful part's my wife ain't involved in any makeup. And growth means wanting discomfort more than wanting to stay stuck. We're sons and daughters of the king, we've been born from the same blood. And I know life is best designed when we're lifting his name up.
What else could I do but give my life to you? When I don't understand it, God, you always keep me standing. Oh, you've been so good to me. God, you've been so good to me.
You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. Yeah. gon' say that I went soft on this one, yeah. Yeah. Ay, my mama love me like a rock, my mama love me, yeah. I knew that since I made a room up out of tummy, yeah. I knew that cause she put that food inside my tummy, yeah. She told me how to turn that gloom into a sunny day, yeah. She say that love's not just a verb, no, it's an action verb. But I've been thinking that it's linking or a passive word. Something the world be acting like it's lacking, that's for sure. I've been scratching on my nappies, trying to see what makes you happy. I've been rapping for the love and peace, but I guess that's absurd. Cause radio be playing rappers that be trapping birds. But baby, I know why the cage bird sings. Cause only love can make the type of bells that freedom rings. What that means, you and me, we got the keys. We could get it started like the Black Eyed Peas, yeah. I say we start right here, I'm so sincere. I'd rather lend 2 ears than tattoo tears, and yeah.
I love you, and you love me, and that's how it be, and that's how it be, and say I love you, and you love me, and that's how it be,
and my mama loved me so much that she fed me tofu. She did it so that maybe one day I would grow to be a man that know you can't have bread alone, ooh. Just like you ain't promised to hit cause you got pro too. Sometimes I need a spirit bomb like I was Goku. Or maybe go team, boy I'm about to go in. You know that hate that you were hoping no one noticed. You need to let that thing go like it was frozen. Okay, I'm tripping, my friend used to be mad efficient. Decided to love people and he became deficient at time management, but really he started to listen. And everything he thought was gold started not to glisten. So here's my proposition for those in my position. Let's be the opposition to any hostile living. They gon' say that I went soft on this one, but man, I already counted the cost on this one. Like,
I love you.
He taught me that you love me and I love you, that is true. But really, I do not feel like that's what it's like no more. I see us lining up for fighting like we were the troops. I see excitement over biting like we watching Tyson. Got people writing for the rappers that we thought were true. I got the trap we holding, sign that saying stop the violence. It's too much silence, people dying for our mouths to move. Ooh, if you rude, change your attitude. Politicians, they be tripping, I'ma act a fool. Yeah, yeah. And the saddest news, how you deny your brother water when your glass is full. Yeah, and he's coming, yeah, he's coming soon. I could see the love train like it's Chattanooga. Hey, love got me like yabba dabba doo. If you ain't with it, change your plan like your data through. Say that I went soft on this one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep looking up. Every time I think my struggle over, it just keep thicking up. All this pressure weighing on me, I just can't handle it. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, I just can't handle it. Tell me how I'm supposed to be a better man.
Better man.
When they lying to me, then they shake my hand. Where I come from, we cut them off, that's the end. But you telling me forgive just like you did, yeah, yeah. Last month I got on Twitter, check my DM, got a text. Was my homie from Virginia, said I'm proud to meet you next. Man, that's all I ever wanted, told me stay up and be blessed. But just a week later, he got shot down, man, I'm stressed. All this hate up in my heart, everything falling apart. This not how I'm supposed to be, help me be who you made me, yeah. I know what I gotta do, I just gotta get right with you, yeah, 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 yeah. Every day I fall in short, but you know ain't nothing new. Cause I've been working on my troubles, yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient.
patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Nah. Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Nah. Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me.
How lucky am I to be falling? To know what it's like to be down. How lucky am I to have met you?
walking me through my storm. And I ain't grew up hearing gospel, but I got it playing this morning. I done been through this a time or two. I keep going back, but now I'm finally through. I'm like, if I was God, I'd be tired of you. But he be open arms like he desired you. I'm like, wow. Smoking, sipping, slipping, thought I lost my grip, and wow. Pulled me back and told me I'm forgiven.
I woke up Sunday morning, weighed up on my chest. Had to remind myself that every day I'm blessed.
Change the color so quickly, it's hard to keep up with the leaves, cause everybody leaves. On my birthday, Kobe, Gigi, and Seven Souls remind me that the tree of life is so uncertain, and tomorrow has unpredictabilities as colorful as the smiles that took off that day. May that Sunday morning resonate past trophies and trinkets and the ongoing pursuit of more, to sober us with the humbling truth. My life and your life, it's just a vapor. And if what you see is all you see, then you do not see all there is to be seen.